Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucciola ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Drive Brower. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. We're excited about the program today. Martin Kilcoyne is going to join us at 11, and we're excited about that. We have so much to discuss. Guys, before we get going, the hot story today is the trading of the Brow. The agent has come out and said that this trade is going to have to happen. They're demanding a trade, and it applies to St. Louis. I know people say, I don't talk about the NBA. No, people care about the NBA. But this one, this time you really should care about the NBA, because if the Boston Celtics get him, Jason Tatum will be headed to New Orleans. I don't think that's even debatable. What do you think?
Is there a thought that it could be Jaylen Brown in a package? Or
the
is...
two of them. Oh, it's going to take both.
Okay.
It starts with Tatum. There's no way you can get this guy without giving up a young star like
all depends Taylor. On what draft pick they have. I've seen some crazy NBA trades. Now, I would say if I'm New Orleans, I'm asking for Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and a pick. I think that gets it done. I would feel really bad for Jason Tatum because...
Yeah, you're right.
You go from Boston, New Orleans, both great cities, but as far as, you know, the sex appeal of the basketball team, it's certainly Boston and then, you know,
yeah,
New Orleans.
Yeah, this incredible tradition...
There.
And a chance to, you know, in that Eastern Conference, get to the finals for years and years. And all of a sudden, he goes to New Orleans, and he's in Brad Beal situation.
And you have great ownership with Boston. You have,
yeah.
I mean, Ainge and them, boy, they love Jason Tatum. So I'd be shocked that they did trade him. But how could you not if you get a player in return of Anthony Davis?
And despite what Charlie Tuna says, everybody wants to play for Brad Stevens, and he's one of the five best coaches in the league. So, yeah, this would be something else, and it's really brewing up. That's all ESPN is talking about this morning. Dan Shonka is going to join us at 10:30. We're going to talk about the Senior Bowl and get his take on Mr. Locke. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. So being a college basketball star must be really cool. Packed houses, people cheering for you, eating well, girls liking you on campus. Who knows, maybe a booster will shake your hand. There'll be a couple of $100 bills in that handshake. But the pain you sometimes endure is brutal. Jordan Goodwin is a really nice kid. He's a terrific player. So he goes to the free throw line with 0.4 seconds left in the game after being fouled. And they could have won the game. And he had made his free throws that day. And then he misses them both. The Billikens lose by one to Davidson. I got to tell you, too, the thing that really hurts is the foul right before it. I mean, you're up. You don't foul. You don't. And let me tell you something. It was a foul. And there's no doubt about it. It was a foul. It was not a good play. Here's the thing, too, is the guy he fouled was this John Axel Goodmanson from Iceland, who had lit up SLU the entire game. He's probably the best shooter in the conference and one of the best shooters in the country. He's from Iceland. You know, the Billikens got his brother, and they got the wrong brother. But it was just such a tough play. Why do you foul? And I got to tell you something. Who knows the ramifications of that loss? I do know this. From this moment on, 10:09:28 here on this Monday morning, my stance is you have to win the tourney to get in. None of this, hey, they're getting three in, have a great record. No. What you're doing now is you've put yourself in a position where you have to win the tournament to get in. It's almost like playing the Missouri Valley Conference. What a game. Packed house. It was crazy. And I'm sitting right next to Dr. Shave. It's actually, I wasn't sitting there. My seats were up higher. But I was shooting some things. And so I was courtside for the first half. And I'm like a foot, I'd say 3 feet away from Dr. Shavitz. And he is a lot of fun. He gives it to the officials, but not in that mean, nasty way. In fact, a couple times the officials just smiled at him. And he's turning around. He's getting his arms up in the air, trying to get the crowd pumped up like he's part cheerleader. Yet he owns the building and everything about it. But really, it's great to have, you know, Dr. Shavitz in the house on Saturday. All right, lap two. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Which was more painful, guys, do you think? Mizzou, where you play really well for 38 minutes, and you had a top 25 team beat with a little over 2 minutes to play, and you're up 14. What do you think was more painful? The SLU loss, where just make a couple of free throws, walk out, game over, or the Mizzou loss? What do you think here?
I'll say SLU.
I've put Tim on. Go ahead.
I'll say SLU just because what that game meant. I mean, Mizzou lost to LSU. It would have been cool if they won, but you know going into that game, Mizzou's not as good as Louisiana State. That's a game you had to have if you're SLU, coming off a loss, trying to get back on the right track and push yourselves back towards the top of the A-10. That's a tough one.
I go Missouri, and just blowing a 14-point lead, I think, says it all. And they really needed that win as well. Because at the SEC, you don't need to win the tournament to get in.
Yeah.
With SLU, it's all going to come down to tournament play for them. So this loss was huge. But in the grand scheme of things, I think Missouri's win over LSU could have propelled them to a tournament. They could, you know, start a landslide to where they could lose, you know, five of their next six and things like that.
Good point. So Mays a three-pointer, Mays a three-point play, Mays a three-pointer. In 27 seconds, LSU was down five. They called the controversial foul on Ronnie Suggs, who was just battling for position. Now, that's a tough call. The foul against Goodwin was not debatable, I don't think. I mean, he fouled him. The foul on Suggs, gosh, it's guys just, you know, trying to get a rebound, falling all over each other. That was tough. Jordan Geis was really good in the game until the end, and then he missed every shot he took. Mark Smith didn't play. That's a blow. Mizzou is now 1-5 in the conference, and they're at Auburn Wednesday, who's 2-4. Bruce Pearl's team cannot afford to lose a game at home to the Missouri Tigers. You talk about, you know, making a stand. Auburn will be an SOB to play on Wednesday night. They will be desperate. Konzo Martin after the game.
Of course we don't want that, especially from older guys. You know, when it had nothing really to do with nothing. And not to say that's the reason why you lost the game, because you still had, you had a chance to win the game. I just simply said to the guys, I have to find a way to get you over the hump in a game like that. But yes, unfortunately, we have two veteran guys get technical fouls.
All right, lap three. Have to talk about the Illini. Man, that is such a great win in New York. Maryland, 13th in the country. Illinois was 5-14. What a great win. They get three players with 15 or more points. Io DeSumo, the fabulous freshman, has a 14-point first half and a 20-point game. I'm telling you, Illinois has players. And they can force you to turn it over. They really can. They may not be great, you know, at that 4-5 spot, but they have athletes who can force you to play fast. Maryland had 21 turnovers Saturday. I like Brad Underwood's style. And despite, you know, these records, remember, these Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, fiery guys who can recruit a little, win games and go to tournaments over a long period of time. I would be nice and patient and see what happens. Anyway, that is a hell of a win. Plowsy, your thoughts?
Shocked, I would say, is probably the best word for it. But I'm with you. They are a year, if not two, depending on the recruiting class, away from, you know, not only making the tournament, but maybe making a name for himself in the Big Ten. It's a gauntlet in the Big Ten, so you need those athletes, and they're recruiting them right now. I love Brad Underwood.
Lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. And by the way, I was at the car show, the auto show, on Friday, and they brought out the new pace car at for the Bomarito 500. Curtis was there. Ed Carpenter from the Indy car circuit, the great driver, was there. Really cool to see all those vehicles. When I was walking out, I sat in a car just for the heck of it. It's another car that I'll never have. But a Navigator, like the inside of this Navigator, you probably, like, you could have had a cocktail party. Guess how much a brand new 2019 loaded Navigator cost?
Oh, so this is fully loaded.
$75,000.
Yeah, I'll say north of $50,000.
$99,000.
Okay. Yeah. Not cheap.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Monique.
Exactly. I sent a picture to the kids in Monique. How about a birthday present for Monique? I'll just laugh. They know that's not happening. All right. So, Drew Locke, it's not just the game, the Senior Bowl, where he goes 9-14. And it should have been 10-14, by the way. The Ohio State wide receiver, thank you, Charlie, dropped the ball in his hands. It would have been 10-14 with a touchdown. But with the Senior Bowl, as you probably know if you've been following sports, it's not really about the game, although that doesn't hurt. And Locke threw one underhanded, which was really efficient. He looked great in a two-minute drill. It's about the entire week of practice where they're monitoring every throw and the interview process. And the reviews for Drew Locke are like the movie, fittingly titled, The Star is Born. Bucky Brooks, who is a real student of the game, now has Locke going 7 to Jacksonville. Here's what he wrote. Locke is an A-plus talent with a high ceiling in the right environment. Now, I will say this. I'm not sure if Jacksonville is the right environment for any quarterback. But it's like what I've always said. I didn't think he had, like, a superstar college career because he didn't win enough big games. But I just think what it comes down to the next level is throwing that ball down the field into a narrow little window. And you can't teach that. That's why Tim Tebow is playing baseball now. That's why Drew Locke will play in the NFL. Don't know if he's going to be a star, but I think he does have really great arm talent. But he did what he had to do. Dwayne Haskins is still ahead of him. Daniel Jones was the MVP of the game, although he didn't practice as well as Locke. And I believe Kyler Murray is going to be really, really special too. So Drew's off to California to train and get ready for the combine. Okay, lap five. Super Bowl hype has begun. I love the Ben Fred column yesterday. Mm-hmm. In addition to the pros in the story, the picks with the one or two words to sum up that particular person's existence, Roger Goodell, cowardice, Stan Kroenke, insatiable greed, Bill Belichick, rule bending, Ndamukong Suh, crotch stomps. Let's hear from a couple of people that are going to play a major role in Super Bowl 53, Sean McVay and Tom Brady.
And I've always just spoke about winning. You know, that's what I love to do. That's why I'm here. That's why this team, I think, has, done such a great job. I think everyone here is just committed to winning and really doing whatever it takes to win. And whether that's Julian, you know, moving from quarterback to receiver, whether that's Mike Vrabel playing tight end, you know, for us, or defensive players lead blocking on the goal line, or Troy Brown, or, you know, Julian playing DB at different times. I mean, everyone just kind of does whatever it takes, and that's a great, great place to be.
Well, I mean, it's a great challenge for our football team because these guys are the epitome of, you know, really the standard, the consistency at which you operate. And, you know, I think, you know, Coach Belichick, you know, he certainly has had a lot of success on defense, but he's been instrumental in offense, special teams. So, you know, his success speaks for itself. And I, you know, I, like I've said before, I'm a fan of coaching. I have so much respect for the Patriots organization, the way they operate, the way that he consistently leads, puts his players in positions to really have success. And then, you know, that's something that's an incredible opportunity for us to compete against them.
Our players have earned the right to be able to play in this game. Our coaches have done a great job, and really it's about the Rams versus the Patriots, doing an excellent job with that. But to get a chance to go against a team and an organization like this is something that we're excited about, but you have a lot of respect for them.
I don't know if you saw the rally in Massachusetts before they left. It was almost like a Super Bowl parade. It was so big. And every time I saw Bill Belichick yesterday, either getting on a bus or getting off an airplane, I thought to myself, gosh, I'm actually rooting for him this Sunday. Interest level for me, 10. Yes, a 10. I want to say this. I have nothing against Rams players. Gurley, Saffold, Donald, all good guys. But come on. Are you watching the game? How could you not? Greatest football player of all time, going for number 6 at age 41 against that great offensive mind of Sean McVay. All right, how about on a 1 to 10, your interest level in the game, gentlemen? What do you think?
Oh, 7 or an 8. I think it'll be fun, but I'm not totally into it.
Right. They have a 2 or a 3.
Wow. Really?
Just, you know me, I'm anti-NFL. I love the Packers, but outside of that, I don't have a rooting interest. Can't stand. I do not want to see Stan Kroenke Demoff on camera. So I will probably watch very little to none of it. So I'd do a 2 or
Wait a
three.
Minute. What could you possibly be watching at 5:30 on Sunday?
Anything. I don't even have cable. So, like, my options are just, you know.
But it's on regular. Okay, yeah. You could watch Netflix.
Yeah, I could watch Netflix. I could go over to my girlfriend's dad, maybe watch the first half. But
you're
as far
a sports man.
I am.
And this is the biggest game of the year in the NFL. And
yeah, both teams probably shouldn't be in it. I think the Chiefs should have beat the Patriots, and obviously New Orleans should be in there in the place of the Rams. So I don't know. I just, I'm kind of sick of the NFL, kind of sick of the rule that they have implemented. And
okay. You know, a lot of people feel that way. I told you about that poll on Channel 5, which I don't believe completely, but
that's
71%
probably a little ridiculous, yes.
said they weren't going to watch the game. I want to get your take, and I want you to text in on the Maryville University listener line and winning streak text line, 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Everything you text in today, just give me the number, interest level, Super Bowl, 1 to 10 to start, and then write whatever you'd like. All right, lap 6. Stream of consciousness. Okay, the lunch meat saga. Martin and I have discussed this. And God bless Schnucks, which is one of my all-time favorite places. And, you know, there's other fine grocery stores in the St. Louis area, which I will keep unnamed. But I'm to the point now where unless you buy that lunch meat there and then eat it that day or maybe the next day, I'm just not wild about it. I think it kind of gets like cold cut meat that you buy at a great grocery store. It just doesn't go well. Now, you should take that paper out of there and put it in a bag to make it a little less watery. But so the other day, we were on the hill, and I got some Di Gregorio's meat. And then I got some Di Gregorio's French bread. And then some cheese. I mean, I think that's the way to go when you go to these delis, is that if you buy it at Schnucks, take that paper out of there right away so it gets less watery, and buy the really quality bread and buy the really quality cheese.
See, we do the Asiago bagels with the, you know, the meat
call.
At Schnucks, and you warm up the bagel on the toaster. You throw a little cheese on that, have it naturally melt over the ham. Nice little Sammy there.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. So that's the way to go. The bread is really key. You know, Monique buys this, you know, diet whole wheat, 10-calorie stuff, and just... Boy, the bread is key.
Isn't it amazing? The bread aisle nowadays is insane.
Yeah, and Schnucks has got a great bread aisle, I'll tell you that. Hey, congrats to Ryan O'Reilly, one of the four finalists for the MVP of the All-Star Game. 7 points through the two games. Now, I didn't watch much of that, I'll be honest. Next year, I will be watching, though, when it's in St. Louis. Onesto, thought of you, Brian, was there Saturday night. Had some incredible pizza and some sangria. That place is rocking at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. We went right up the bill.
Really good food.
What was your best item of food for the two of you this weekend?
Well, Friday night we went to Salt and Smoke. Saturday Ooh. And Sunday we had drinking events that we went to. That was a lot of fun.
Salt and Smoke brisket?
Yeah, I had the a pulled chicken plate.
Okay.
That was really good.
I had my girlfriend's aunt's 70th birthday party, and it was absolutely fantastic. We had some... He got some homemade mac and cheese there. He had a nice little Caesar salad, had some brisket, It was fantastic. So I'd say that meal probably trumps any frozen pizza I had over the weekend.
Wow. Very nice. All right. Those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Mizzou or SLU, which was more painful? Super Bowl interest 1 to 10. Is Illinois alive now? Is this a basketball program on the rise? How did Drew Lock do at the Senior Bowl? We're going to talk with Dan Shanka about that very shortly. But before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. Go to Maryville University. Go to their website, maryville.edu, and find out about how their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.